that you need behind. It doesn't take a heck of a lot of music lessons.
Sendung haben wir Bamble Tower Special featuring Nasenbluten von Bloody Fist Records, Nasenbluten Embolism und Xylocain. Die habe ich Anfang November in Bern getroffen und vors Mikro gezerrt.
In August 1994, like I said.
That was Bloody Fist.
Sorry?
And that was Bloody Fist.
That was, yes, and still is.
And when you start making music, because you also know all the records by Nasenbluten, like the one on Mouse Records or IMF. When did that get started? When did you start making music? When did you start making hardcore?
Nasenbluten's been around since early 93. We started writing tracks in late 92 and decided to form Nasenbluten in early 93. And we got a couple of records out here and there, and then we decided to start our own label, and that's basically what happened. We still occasionally put records out with other labels, but like on rare occasions. Depends if they pay us a lot of money to start with.
Let's go.
DJ or something before?
Yeah, and still am. I also DJ hip-hop as well as hardcore. Hip-hop is much more interesting because you can fuck around with the records a lot. Whereas with hardcore, a lot of hardcore DJs, especially a lot of the DJs I've seen here tonight, play one record after the other, and then another one and another one. They just mix them. They don't fuck around with the music. Yeah. That's a good thing about hip-hop. You can actually play with the records rather than just playing the records straight, you know. Yeah. So I like to combine the sort of that element with hardcore, you know, messing around with the records. Because the hardcore we make is basically made up of other records anyway, so all we're doing is putting even more into the mix.
I noticed you start quite early to mix hip-hop and drum-bass elements with hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's the music we make is a sum up of all of the music that we've ever been into since we've been growing up through the 80s and early 90s. So, like, what we do now is like a mixture of all of those musics mixed into one, you know what I mean?
Yeah. When did you get started up with the records? When did you start up with the records? When did you start mixing hip-hop?
I started messing around with records when I was 13, in my bedroom, every day after school for half an hour. I used to mess around with a 7-inch by the Fat Boys. I used to try and get all sorts of sounds out of it that I could. And,
how old are you now?
24. Or mentally or physically? physically 24, mentally about 75. After we started playing around the city with bands and with putting on our own parties and shit like that, we're getting a lot of people there. A lot of other people started seeing what we were doing and seeing that it was quite easy to do and all the rest of it. Yeah. So, this means, you know, that means they kind of started up making it as well. We helped them along. They took a lot of influence from us, and then friends of theirs got into it, and friends of theirs got into it, and so on and so on. And yeah, now we have a big conglomerate of people in the one city. There's something between the music and the place that it comes from. Yeah, but I mean, only with proper hardcore is that possible, you know? Yeah. With happy hardcore and things like that, the surroundings of the city that the music comes from really doesn't, I don't think that it has an influence on the way the music sounds. Maybe only for money purposes. But
yeah, maybe it did. It used to be.
Rotterdam. Great example of you know, how things can go down the tubes in a couple of years. But I mean, the thing is with Newcastle in Australia, it's like a very it's a very working class city. It has a lot of industry, a lot of steel making, a very large coal loader. So a lot of the families that live there are quite poor working class families. All of the families we come from are working class, and you know, there's a lot of unemployment, and there, you know, a lot of people have nothing to do. And I think that that's also another reason why there's so much music coming out of there, because no one has a job or anything else to do. So they get angry about that, and they write music which reflects how pissed off they are about the situation, you know? Yeah. And that's how it is, and that's the whole story of the label.
Fuck!
fueled by house and trance and drum and bass probably. The most new cars, I think there must be some ordinary trucks still. Do they let you play?
Very rarely. In Newcastle it's very, very, very small scene, and it's mostly organised by us, and we get like 100, maybe 200 people showing up at something that we've put on, and yeah, it's just very small and very underground. If you go to Sydney, you can go to lots of happy hardcore raves and, you know, all the techno shit.
What kind of locations have you got for your parties?
We do parties regularly every month at this pub called the Hunter on Hunter, and it's like a urinal that serves beer, and it stinks, and it's full of sweaty, like, you know, shitty old sort of derelict, you know, alcoholics. It's got a really good atmosphere, and we do something there every month, and we do this thing at another pub, mostly at pubs, at another pub called the Lucky Country, and that's more drum and bass and sort of more breakbeat oriented material with a little bit of hardcore thrown in. it's like, it isn't people who are solely into the hardcore, like they're into lots of different styles of music. We often play like with like bands that, you know, like not like a rock band, but you know, with guitars, etc., etc. Sometimes you know, there's some interesting bands that we play with, but not so much these days. But yeah, lots of different people from different backgrounds, like skaters, goths, heaps of, you know, different people from different backgrounds. They come along to see us and to see all the Bloody Fist acts, and yeah, it's really good. It's very diverse. It's not just, yeah, gabbers with shaved heads, and, I mean, which is okay, but you know.
Okay, you guys, get busy.
Hey, Googa Mooka Sugar.
Staff man.
For the next 2 days.
Ha ha ha!
name, Cellophane, what does it mean and how did you get to it?
Well, xylocaine is a local anesthetic. I think you were explaining before, it's also for people with cardiac problems. Anyway, I've just come across it in my profession because I'm a nurse. Yeah, and I just think it's a really excellent chemical. That's basically it.
Knock off, you cunts!
So, last question to you. Embolism. What's the meaning of embolism and how did you get to the name?
The meaning of embolism is a blood clot. How did I get to the name? I have no idea. Just popped into my head. It's the nicest thing I could think of at the time.
When you caught yourself Nasenbluten, did you know what it means?
Yeah, of course. we were actually just taking the piss. But it kind of backfired on us, and like we ended up coming to Europe and, you know, getting quite well known over here in the hardcore scene, which is a complete accident. But I think that's cool.
Look, maybe you didn't understand me, fella.
Everything is happening so fast.
never ending.
Strike Records by Nas and Bluten. It's called the Cheatcore EP. Cheatcore is a term given to the sort of hardcore we make by Stickhead, who says that, you know, like this music is cheap, is shit, and all the rest of it, and we agree with him, and we're very fucking proud of it. We make music with equipment that we can only get our hands on. We don't have money to buy expensive shit. All we do is we fucking take what we have near us, and we use that to make whatever we can with it. You know, we live hand to mouth. We're not rolling around in fucking loads of money and making all this expensive shithouse music, you know, that's like overdone and fucking everything like that. I mean, that sort of music is cool, but it's not what we do. We do music with whatever we can get our hands on, you know, so that's cheapcore, you know. We don't use any effects or anything else like that. We just take it straight raw from the Amiga 8-bit. Very shitty sound quality, that's how we like it. That's how we started doing it, and that's how we continue.
Then we clean the chair and whip out the machete. She screamed, I slice the roof until her guts were like spaghetti. A maniac, I stabbed the girl in the tits. And to stop her nerves from jumping, I just cut out the bitch. Then we clean the chair and whip out the machete. She screamed, I slice the roof until her guts were like spaghetti. A maniac, I stabbed the girl in the tits. And to stop her nerves from jumping, I just cut out the bitch.
most hated record. I think they're playing it now. I can't think what I hate most. There's so much to choose from. Hang on a minute. Come with me. Okay, so if you heard that, whatever label that's on, that's my most hated label.
Opening just in front of the place where you have your BM. It's very, very tiny in a little girl, but as you grow, it grows too, right along with the rest of you. Until when you're grown up, it gets to be just about this size. The special opening that little girls have has a name, the penis. Now you know that little boys like our Johnny have a vagina. When a boy grows up and is ready to be a father, he is able to put his vagina into the penis, that special opening that mothers have. Do you understand?
Yes, I think so. But if I forget it, you can always tell me again.
your problem?
So viel zum Bamble-Terror. Es geht weiter in 4 Wochen, dann mit Eastcore. Stücke ausschließlich aus osteuropäischen Ländern. Verantwortlich für den Inhalt der Sendung war Trauma XP, Martin Klim. Jo, bis denn. It's identical to none. I'm trying to make it sound like this, but you're getting me. So upset that I'm wet, 'cause you're sweating me. This is how it should be done. This style is identical to none. I'm trying to make it sound like this, but you're getting me. So upset that I'm wet, 'cause you're sweating me.